The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood Redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood Redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Queen, get down.
Hey. I wish I could twerk for y'all.
Go ahead,
Jack. Hey, got the flashing lights.
Oh, if you're epileptic, please change the channel.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in the studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I'm joined by Sir Jay Watts.
In the building, you see it. Let's go.
Miss Queen. Cam Penny.
What up? It's The Beat Friday. What's going on? Hey.
And we have Mr. He is an artist, and he has blessed us right now, Mr. JQ.
What it do? What it do, BHF? Hey. Thank you for having me.
He's going to show us his new song, Deepen Your Love, in just a little bit. Before we do that,
all right.
I got to ask you some stuff. Have you heard what's been going on in the news this week?
You know, I've been hearing a lot of things in the news. You know, some I've been interested, some I haven't been interested in, you know.
Well, everything on The Beat, you finna be interested in.
Let's go.
Cam, tell your baby mama to stop calling your phone.
Stop. Right.
I guarantee.
I paid my child support. I'm paid up now.
Okay. All right.
Continuation from last week's episode.
Yes.
Check out last week. All right, let's talk about it. So this week, the big news has been, well, it kind of is last week, but it's coming into this week. So Kendrick Lamar and Future have been performing together at these different radio ball festivals.
Mm-hmm.
So last week it was Power 105. It was last Thursday. And Kendrick was the headliner. Future went right before him. And as soon as Future was done performing, a whole bunch of people
left.
Like, bye.
Damn.
Now they said it was a Thursday night. Kids had school on Friday.
No.
Sorry.
That's crazy.
No.
You need more people.
No.
We don't believe you.
Okay, but that's what they said about the first one. So then a week later, on this past Sunday,
Chicago.
Shout out Chicago.
The same thing happened, except it was an earlier time slot too, and people still after Future were like, deuces.
Wait, so why didn't they let Kendrick open?
Well, there's
Kendrick's the headliner.
He's the bigger guy. He's sold more
obviously
records.
Obviously not.
Now people are saying that they're shelling out cash to see Future live versus buying his music. They'll download his music for free but pay to see him live.
Okay.
Whereas Kendrick, it's different. People, you know, it's more of an educated fan base where they want to support him financially, music wise, but may not show up to the concerts.
I mean, listen, you know, Kendrick is dope. He's one of the best artists in the game. To Pimp a Butterfly, it was a classic album. But, you know, people want to party. They want to turn up. They ain't trying to learn at a concert. They want to dance and twerk and listen to trap music. And you know, it's entertainment. Going to a concert, you want to be entertained. And, you know, as dope as Kendrick is, he's not bringing, you know, the entertainment visually. He's bringing
the hyphy.
He's bringing it lyrically.
Yeah.
And it's just the time and the place. And because, yeah, I'm going to end it on that because I love both of them, but... You know, yeah,
Future's hot right now. Future's the hottest thing going right now. I feel bad for Kendrick. I think this is an ego buster, though. He's going to have to really reel it in a little
bit. Well, it should be his management. They should have been like, "Yo, you know, this is Future. He's the hottest guy in the country right now.
He should open,
and he's with Drake. So you know that elevated his status. So somebody on his team should have said, "Look, we need to." Avoid this.
Maybe we should. They should have alternated.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta humble yourself.
JQ, what do you think?
Well, you know, as an artist myself, I know how you know that could play. And sometimes I usually think, you know, the fans' attention span is very short.
Yeah.
So when you have these long drawn sets, like Future has billions of music out there. You know what I mean? Once your energy has peaked this hype, you know, you're like, you know, all right, I love Kendrick, but I'm tired right now. I gotta go home. Been standing on my feet waiting for Future for 7 hours already.
Right.
Now you want me to go ahead and switch sets for another 2 hours to wait on Kendrick.
And Kendrick comes with a little more mellow
exactly.
music.
It's
that's
like
true.
You're hitting two different demographics, man. Like, let's just talk facts.
That's a bad combination.
Exactly. It's like two different fan bases, man. People who listen to Kendrick, he's like the new Nas. I look at Kendrick you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's the type of person you like, roll one up, bro. Like, let's sit and listen to some Kendrick. Kendrick. That's right. What he's talking about. Whereas Future's more like, let's turn the party.
Yeah, and that's basically what's been going on right now. You know, I mean, when you look at it.
Have you guys ever? I've watched Kendrick perform live. And I find it different from his music and then watching him live. Like, his music, when you're listening to it, is mellow. Uh-huh. When Kendrick gets on stage,
he gets hyped.
He's everywhere. You know, it's a different type of energy.
But for people who has never seen him perform, they're going to assume that it's going to be similar to his album.
To his music,
And just as hype as he get bouncing around, it's not... Where your ass is at when I was, you know, it's a bounce.
You got me right there with that.
It's a bounce, you know.
Yeah, where you got me with that one.
You know what I mean?
It also comes to hip hop. As far as people, a real hip hop fan. I mean, when you get down to it, this isn't a Future and Kendrick concert.
Yeah, Future is more of an intimate setting type of artist that you want to see.
Kendrick, definitely.
But even so, this is like a Power 105, so it's like something like that where you're getting all these different artists, Big Sean, Future. It's like by the end of the night, these people aren't here for, you know, as a hip hop, you know, connoisseur. Yeah. They're here because they want to fucking get drunk, turn up. Yeah. A bunch of drunk white girls at the Power 105.
Yeah.
If I was throwing the show, I'd put Future last for sure.
You have to.
Yeah. You got to put the biggest artist last.
That happened when I went to the R. Kelly concert. I went to the R. Kelly concert. They had him open for New Edition. Let me tell you something.
I'd stay for New Edition.
As soon as R. Kelly walked off the stage, the half of the arena left, and I was one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't give two shits. Even though I grew up to New Edition, I didn't give two shits. I wanted to hear R. Kelly 12 play.
It's like JQ said, you can't follow that energy. You can't follow the energy of Future unless you're the Drake or somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do it. But Kendrick's dope, but it's different. Like
yeah,
you said,
it's
two
a different
settings.
Energy. Yeah, once the energy just...
Yeah.
Once he done took away all the energy.
Yeah, he took all the juice.
Hey, people like to say, yo, JQ, I'm going to put you right before the main act. I'm like, no.
No.
I don't want to go before the main act. Yeah. I want to go first. let me get all my what I need to get out. And once I done got that out, then, you know, I'm here to support it all. Because,
Go ahead.
You know, as an upcoming artist, you know, I'm an upcoming artist, you know, even though I've been doing my thing for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm still an upcoming artist. And, you know, people that's listening to music, when they come, you know, the fans that come to listen to music, they really don't want to give them the best of what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Quick, short, and simple.
Leave it all on the stage.
But some people just, you know, as upcoming artists, you feel yourself more than anybody else, you know what I mean? And you just give them this long, drawn-out concert where when it's time to get to the main event, everybody's just like, y'all done bored me out already. Yeah. Y'all done took away everything I needed already. Now when the main event comes on, he sometimes don't even get the love that he's supposed to get.
Right.
So, you know, it's all about putting good music
all
together instead of, you know, trying, experimenting all the time.
Speaking of good music, Missy Elliott.
My favorite girl.
Yeah, we love Missy.
She, this Monday during Monday Night Football, halftime show, there was a little snippet from her new song WTF, Where They From. Oh, Where They From.
Mm-hmm. WTF. From.
Which is going to come out November 13th. Did you guys all hear the clip?
No.
Yeah.
Kind of like Pass That Dutch, similar-esque kind of a sound. Now, people are kind of off and on about it because the Janet and her single came out, Burn It Up. Off of Janet's new album, and people are kind of like, does Missy really have, like, it was hype at the Super Bowl, you know, she came out and did her thing.
She stole the show.
Great marketing to put the marketing in a football commercial. Is Missy Elliott going to be able to come
she
in these
can
nowadays?
Never lose it. She's fucking Missy Elliott. She can go away for 20 years and come back and grab the crowd, no matter what demographic they're in, no matter the age bracket. Missy Elliott, to me, is like...
Some people are just that creative. You know what I'm saying?
She's awesome. That's like R. Kelly. He doesn't even have to promote. Everybody's going to find out he has an album. People are going to buy it. Mm-hmm. There's some people who just have a following and have people who are anticipating for these specific people to drop her album. I can't wait for Missy Elliott, new single.
I feel like we're going to need a video. We're going to need a music video for it to really cross over.
You know she's going to do that. And it's going to be sick.
That's my girl.
So I fucking love her.
Yeah, Missy, my girl.
Yeah.
Original pioneer.
I love her.
But Missy's dope.
And she cool as shit too in real life.
You know, this is her first album since The Cookbook, 2005, mm-hmm. and she's also with her Virginia brother, Pharrell, who produced the record. So Missy Pharrell,
he produced it. Oh, that's going
to
be crazy.
So I'm sure somewhere they will find a fine line how to bridge the gap between the young and the old Missy Elliott fans to bring it back. Because as long as she stayed to the clubs and keep people on the floor, that's all she got to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People, ain't nobody looking as so much of as a sex symbol rather than just the party starter.
Yeah, she's never been a sex symbol.
But she lost her weight. She looked good.
We also got to remember Missy's an amazing writer. So right. She's still giving us good music behind the scenes. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. She can make it work somehow.
She's working.
What you think, Watts?
I think Missy's hot. I think she's classic, and I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
You
hear
them clubs?
I mean, yeah, it's
Poppy
Missy,
Watts.
Man. Like,
you gotta just play. No, he won't let her in. She's not. Oh. Oh. Miss,
and Watts did the same thing to me.
Missy Kabata Club, so.
Right.
On that note, shout out to
any
Missy.
Table and every table she wants. All right, so speaking of someone else who was working, Snoop Dogg celebrated his 44th birthday.
Uncle Snoop. Recently. Only 44?
Yeah.
He's only 44.
A cannabis.
He has an age that day. That's Snoop.
Well, I thought Snoop was almost 50, though.
Nah, Dre just turned 50.
44.
Wait, oh, what? Okay.
Dre's 50. He's 60, born at 65. His birthday's in January.
He's only 44?
He said Drake.
I said Drake, really?
What the fuck are you? I need some of that tea. Like,
well, you know, Drake's my Scorpio brother, so he just turned 29.
I see that. Yeah. I see the resemblance.
It's the light skin. I do get emotional crying to my exes at midnight. Like, yo, why you leave me like that?
Yeah, you missed that comment.
What was that song? Marvin's Room?
Yeah.
Classic record, man.
I love that record. Drake's one of my favorite artists, man. So as far as innovators go, yeah, Drake, you keep doing your thing. Trust
sure.
me.
I love Drake. But we're talking about innovative Snoop Dogg because this motherfucker done, on his birthday, gave a gift to the world.
MaryJane.com.
Oh,
the smart.
Genius. I mean, what is it's like, stick to your demographic. This is the thing. Like, if you are known for something, that's your lane. Don't try to go off into something else and explore the fuck out of weed, Snoop, because you sure did
marijuana.
That.
Exactly.
Snoop and is such my favorite rapper. When I was a kid, I used to wish he was my dad.
Really?
I had Snoop everything. You would go into my wall and it would be Snoop Dogg everywhere. Like, Snoop Dogg pictures, Snoop Dogg posters.
You got the Rasta color locks going on right now.
Just like you, Snoop.
Like Snoop Lion. How did you feel about that whole Snoop Lion switch over for Snoop?
Well, here's the thing. You know, Snoop.
Wait,
he
got the lion ring.
You see the lion ring.
Okay, go ahead.
You see, with Snoop, he tapped into a different world, a different enlightenment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when you come from, you know, the streets and you know, you're used to the gang life and this and that, and you go into a different world, you know, it becomes spiritual. You know, Snoop Lion was, you know, becoming one with the world. So
this nigga said he was Marvin Gaye. What's his name? Bob Marley reincarnated.
But you see, and what Bob Marley do? He spread nothing but love. Yeah. That was his message, right?
Yeah.
You know, so Snoop Lion is definitely doing something positive, you know what I mean?
And so. Snoop Dogg is as well. So with Mary
Jane,
it's the one-stop shop for cannabis enthusiasts.
I can't wait. I went
on the site.
Okay.
It's really cool. It's so it's like if you grow weed, if you can, it's easy to connect you with shops. If you're a new shop, it can get you on a map.
That's genius.
It's a
lifestyle website.
Yeah, and it's beautifully done. It's a really dope website. I was high watching the website because it's like this smoke shit that just like fills the page and you just be like.
It's for stoners. Look. Like, what did you do?
I'm over here like, where?
MaryJane.com.
Do you have a location? You need to put some locations.
Word. He needs to do some dispensaries. His dispensaries will make a whole lot of money.
We need some in Inglewood. Let's have a couple of those out there.
The man has his own strand. You know what I'm saying?
He has his own strand. So.
But one thing that I was reading on there, it's just really crazy news facts that you would never read anywhere else, but it makes you feel like less of a pothead because it's like, wow, there are millions of other people who get these stories.
Yeah.
But instead of bartenders, they have bud tenders.
Oh, what's that?
I never knew this.
On,
so they mix
that.
Different strands of weeds and they give them to you, like, in a, you know, you pay your little 40, 60 bucks for whatever, but they'll mix different ones in certain blends. They'll tell you, smoke this one in the morning, this one at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and
I can't smoke throughout the day.
Oh, I can.
Hey, when I was back home, I used to smoke dirt. When I came to California, I saw that it is a real science.
I don't smoke weed.
Me too.
This is like scientific.
Me too. I go home. When I go home to New York, I don't even smoke. I don't even want
really?
It. Yes.
I've smoked some good weed in New York, though.
I've smoked good weed in New York, but it's from this one particular person. Other than that, I don't trust anybody else.
I agree. New York, because, you know, I live there.
They smoke that Reggie.
And which part of New York are you?
I'm from Queens. Oh, Queens. Oh, well,
Brooklyn, Hawthorne, between Rogers and Bedford.
Farmers and Garden Row all day, 146 Road.
Oh, yeah, I'm in the 181 building on Hawthorne between Rogers and Bedford. You know what I mean? So we good.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm a South Florida boy all the way. But yeah, living in New York when
I'm
I was
so
there.
I'm so sorry. So weed in Florida sucks. No, I'm no shade. I'm just
no,
saying.
No, it's the truth.
Oh, okay. I was like, it is the whole truth.
Nothing but the truth.
Florida,
so help me God.
I have to say, I've known a lot of stuff. Florida has the worst weed ever.
And but you know,
it's like oregano. But don't even smell good.
The thing is, you have to go to certain parts. You, like, I don't know if you guys know about like
Little Haitian,
no,
Little Haiti.
Little Haiti, you're not finding nothing there. You would have to go to Boca Raton or Coral Springs.
The bougie places
where you're gonna find the good stuff. But don't go to the hood and think, oh, Little Haiti, thinking you're gonna find you a $20 bag for
$5. Yep. Crazy.
And you smoke that whole bag, you'd be like,
nothing.
What the hell happened?
Is this thing on? All right, so let's move on from that. Adele says hello this week.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Did y'all check
her out
in a new video?
Yeah, she's really, really awesome.
Shout out to Mac Wiles for booking that.
Yeah, he took his status to a whole other level.
And
for
they found him. They were like, "We want you in the video."
She probably has a crush on him.
That has to, because I'm like, no shade.
Who would choose Mac Wiles to be in a video?
She's a big 90210 fan.
Or The Wire.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I was about to say Mac Wiles. Ain't that the guy from The Wire?
Wire.
Yeah, you said 90210. I was like, there's a 90210 now?
There was a new one, and he was on it.
He was on it? I didn't know.
Well, I'm trying to think, Adele. Was Adele watching The Wire or 90210? I'm like, you never know, hey?
So, I like Adele.
Well, I like Adele, but you know who doesn't, probably?
The people
Taylor
who
Swift.
She's bitch, Taylor Swift.
Her fans are hating so bad.
She beat Taylor Swift.
By 7 million,
views. She's got 100 hours. Million, yeah.
She beat Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball.
Yes,
which,
Wrecking Ball.
Poor Miley, because that's the only song that's ever had any sort of...
Be nice.
So, no, it's just real shit. Like, real facts.
No comments.
Facts, so, what's this? Adele, what you got? This is her album, 25.
Yep.
This is her 3-year hiatus since her last album, which sold like
she had a baby,
11
right?
million. Yeah. She had a baby.
She's ready.
She had writer's block, and then she wrote Hello.
But I'm glad that she took the time away. This is what I feel like Beyonce should do, because it's just like, it gets to a point
take
where
a
we
break.
Enjoy you so much and you become legendary. Adele was legendary with that album.
Right.
And now just back away, go live your life, and now come back with some
I
new
thought
experiences.
I the same thing when I heard that, and when I saw that, I said, you know what? Adele is a smart-ass woman. She disappeared for 3 years, and people was like, where the hell is she? We missed her. Oh. Soon as she dropped the album, look, 100 million views in a fucking day.
That's what I talk about, passion and blessings.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it would take 10 or 20 albums to do what she did in one.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, I mean, she really doesn't need to come out, you know what I mean, and put more album out and saturate the market, because her music is still new and fresh to everybody.
Exactly.
11 million. And those people, you're gaining new fans every day.
When it's classic, it's going to live forever.
It's
like,
going to live
like
forever.
Like you said, she stepped back, but it wasn't really even she stepped back, because you still hear her everywhere.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let me say this. This whole Adele explosion shows us something, that the music industry is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
People are looking for real
music.
Thank you. And then that's why these other people have to continue to keep putting out music to stay relevant. When you got it like that, you can fall back and say, you know what, I'm just going to drop now, because I know
they need
my
me.
Voice and my sound and my lyrics and my melody will create emotions that people will take a ride with my career forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what it shows. I mean, because the song is dope. Ain't nobody singing like that. Ain't nothing like that on the radio. Now, the song's not the big groundbreaking song, but just for the fact there's so much passion and it's so pure and so innocent.
And she came back looking really good.
And music's whack nowadays.
She came back looking.
She looks amazing.
And I think mainly because, you know, this beef between rappers and writers.
Right.
They're gifted people. Writer has a gift just the same way that rapper has it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Writer cannot deliver it the way the rapper can. You know
exactly.
what I mean? So if people work together, we'd probably hear more and better music.
Yeah.
It's just like, I have a friend, you know, who wrote a song the other day for me. Very, very good song. Shout out to Bo Napoleon if you're looking at this. I want to record this so he can see
that.
Yeah,
tweet out the link. Tweet the link out.
The homie Bo Napoleon. He wrote a song for me called called Bad Boy, which I hope to share, will share with you guys soon.
Lift your mic up a little bit.
Lift your mic.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we gotta hear that.
And it was like, you know, the song was so good and it was so me. You know what I mean? That I felt like, yo, you know what? Why people hating on writers? This guy just wrote me a song that was about my life.
They don't want to get that percentage. They don't want to get that percent.
It's like, it doesn't need to be. And it's, you know, it's not all about, if you're a great artist and if you're a good artist and if you're a passionate artist, then, you know, you'll know that money is not your end all be all.
And sometimes you need creativity of someone else's mind to help articulate what you're feeling.
Right. Exactly.
But right now, with the, in these days, with all of
ego,
with the
it's a lot of egos.
Yeah.
Everybody wants their credit.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm gonna read this Russell Simmons book called Super Rich, and in the book, he's talking about, when you grow up in this industry and you make money your priority, you lose. You have to give away your gift.
Yes.
So sometimes you got to write songs for free. You got to give away beats for free. You got to host.
Shut up.
Everything you do, you got to just give it away.
Because
when you give it away, the universe will respond.
And it comes full circle.
And it comes back full circle.
Right.
People are like, Cameron, why are you always doing stuff for free? I'm like, listen, because I love to work. And you know what? More importantly, I'm going to learn something. So when I do get a chance to get the $1 million check, I did 20 jobs for free that gave me the knowledge. To get it done.
I wouldn't be where I'm in. I wouldn't be where I am today in LA if I didn't work for free.
Exactly.
You know, it's an honor and a blessing being here right now.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Right now.
Because God said.
Everybody in this studio right now ain't even from LA.
That's the craziest part.
That's true.
We're all out here trying
that's
to make it
happen. Exactly. Chicago, Boston, Queens,
Ohio,
Detroit,
South Florida. You know what I mean? But let's multiply the numbers by a million.
Exactly.
Wow.
Or a billion across the world that would want to be here in LA.
Right.
Doing
in this
doing
room right now.
We're
doing exactly what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
So it's definitely an honor and a blessing to, you know, be here at Black Hollywood
I'm
Live.
Grateful.
You know? So I'm very thankful.
Well,
and happy
we are blessed that you came through, and we're also going to be blessed because Adele is going to be performing these tracks very soon. She's going to have a 1-hour concert on BBC end of November. She's also going to be performing on SNL November 21st and the NRJ Music Awards November 7th.
And we sure she'll be at the Grammys this year.
Shutting
it down.
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
for sure.
Oh yeah.
I'm sweeping the awards.
Literally.
She's going to be like goodbye. alright, so let's talk about some new music. So we're gonna play some videos for you.
Right.
And you're gonna, you know, just take a listen, take a little look, and you're gonna I wanna know the first thing that comes to your mind when after you're done watching the video. Thought it was good, thought
you
it was
know,
bad.
You know, we need next week, though. We need that.
What are we looking at? I mean, there's so much cameras of TVs in here.
We're gonna play TV right there. Alright, so the first one is Miss Kiki Palmer called I Don't Belong to You.
Oh yeah, Cassie's in this video.
What are you thinking, JQ?
You know, Kiki been wanting to do this for a long
time.
Kiki Palmer been wanting to do this for a long time. So she's living out her dreams, you know what I mean? So,
God bless her.
I'm supporting whatever she's doing, you know what I mean?
She got a great team behind
her.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ain't nothing like following your dream. You can make all the money acting, but if your passion is in the music, like Kiki's always been in the music,
mm-hmm.
So she's just following it right now. We'll see what happens, you know?
What are y'all thinking?
No, that was definitely a good point. Her body is banging, though.
Yeah, she really
didn't grow up.
She grew all the way
so,
up.
So yeah, but
my baby mama watching this show right now, so I can't comment.
Yes, you can. He human.
Pay
he human.
Support.
Baby mama, baby mama, he's human. He can like a butt or two, but as long as he's coming home touching on your butt.
You heard that? You heard? I hope you listening.
She here or in Florida?
No, she's at Robinson Street right now at the Lily Lodge.
I like how you respect that though.
Why?
I like how you called that out. We need more people to acknowledge that shit. Anyway.
No, but her body's banging.
Which it is.
More importantly, she got a great team behind her.
Yeah.
For
that's
sure.
Getting her on Screen Queens on Fox, and her music's coming out. So shout out to Kinky.
I still want
a different record. I like that song, but I think that we can get something different from her.
Eventually.
I mean, I think it's hot. Kinky's always like been like a positive advocate for women, man.
Definitely.
I think that I support everything she does, man. She's just so positive. I see she had a Rotimi from
Power. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you saw that. You peeped that in the video. That's hot, man. I like that record, though. That's fly. Mm-hmm. Well written.
It was well written.
Well written, you know what I'm saying?
I would have... Here's the thing, I hate to compare, but it's just like, I would have rather Tiana sing it.
That's what, oh my gosh, dude!
Because the whole time I'm sitting here, I'm just like, oh, Tiana would have killed this. Now, shut up, I'm not going to shoot Kiki's dream down, because the thing is, like you said, Kiki's been wanting to do this, and I'm not going to hate on, bitch, if you got the money, and you do, that's why Paris Hilton, when she came out with that album, I'm like, I can't, bitch, if I had all that money, sure would, I'd be a fucking singer and astronaut, a motherfucking
I'd put out my album and buy him.
Shit. All right, so shout out to Kiki Palmer. Next, speaking of him, Kendrick Lamar dropped a comedy music video this week called These Walls, and he hit the Quan in it as
well.
Oh,
yeah, well,
with Terry Crews, right?
Let's take a look.
Better than he was. No light jacket, I'm not the guard of Nazareth. But your flood can be misunderstood. War telling me they're full of pain, resentment. Need someone to live in, I'm just to relieve tension. Me, I'm just a tenant. Landlord said the wall vacant more than a minute. The wall are vulnerable.
I'm a big girl.
Color coordinated. I interrogate. No, I know her. She's
I mean, it's still amazing. Before they couldn't stand me. These walls wanna cry tears. These walls happier when I'm here. These walls never go hold up. Every time I come around, demolition might.
Kendrick Lamar, These Walls. Does it give you guys like a 90s feel?
Yes.
Like a
90s
feel?
Yes. Yes.
That's why I'm disappointed people left the venue, because that was a great, that sounded good in everybody's ear. That
but
was
this
like,
should have opened up for the Mary Jane tour versus Power 5.
There you
5,
go. That's the difference.
The Block
it
Party.
That's the difference. When you're trying to cross him over to be something that he's really not, even when he was on a Taylor Swift record.
Right.
It was a good record. They're trying to give him the bigger appeal, but he just have more of an intimate sound.
Well, I loved him on the Taylor Swift record, but it's like when a Taylor Swift person hears him, like, oh wow, that Kendrick's dope, and then they listen to his album, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's, right.
It's too
different.
Much. Like, what's happening in the universe?
He's in
like,
his own lane.
Great song, great video. Yeah. Shout out to Amber, the thick girl, Scorpio, who made an appearance in the video.
Yeah, I like that part. Like
fuck that big girl's rule.
Yeah. The twerk session.
Meaty women move.
Hey, you know, I always say that. You know, I like my women with
meat on their bone. We got the best shit. I was trying to explain to them sorry skinny girl over here, but the inner thighs is the best, but we're not gonna go there. We keep that shit.
We're gonna
nice
say that for another
tight
show. Yeah,
but you know,
are we talking about humans or chicken?
But you know about the 2 second pause before the first stroke.
I'm an island boy. Y'all know island boys.
Like,
you know, we like
look
our women.
You see that? You see how he held it?
Yeah, we like our women healthy.
Let me say the fabulous words are fabulous.
You don't even know. You don't know nothing about no thick girl. So stay.
He said, "When you're thicker, when they're thicker, they make you come quicker.
Yes.
Yes.
And when they're thinner, you go deeper up inner.
Okay, so you want to go deep into a hole that you can not have feeling, or do you want to come when you do? You want to go in and take 2 seconds for the first pump? Sorry, you gotta pause. You gotta go. Wait. You know what I'm talking about. sorry, Jesse. Sip your tea.
I'm gonna have some.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm gonna do right now.
I'm gonna take a sip
of the tea right now.
There's a requirement before we air on Black Hollywood Live. Everyone has to get their nut out. Okay? We're not having no tension. The night before, you do your business, and you come on here to talk about music.
No, Queen, all right, man. Queen's all right. I'm with 1,000.
All right. Speaking of sexual relations, Miss JoJo dropped another music video this week, and, you know, that's my babe mama. She's called Say Love. Let's take a look.
JoJo.
This is about time. At our best and at our worst. When we speak, does it feel unrehearsed? Because where I wanna be is far apart from where we are. From where we are. And I thought.
I would love for her and Adele to do a song together.
Together.
Oh, that would just be my world right there. JoJo, like, I mean, if Twilight had another movie to come out, I feel like it would have been right on the soundtrack. So maybe Vampire Diaries on CW. But what y'all thinking? What you think, JoJo?
I think she should have came out with something more upbeat.
Last month, she came out with that dance track one.
Oh, okay, because her voice is freaking amazing.
Yeah, her voice is crazy. Yeah, JoJo's always had a huge voice. I thought this song is really well-written as well. This is another well-written song. The writers are getting better out here on these streets.
I think they're giving a lot of up-and-coming talent the opportunity, you know, to get in these studios
fresh
sounds and innovative styles of writing.
JoJo's so what you thinking about the JoJo
JoJo's
sound?
Always been dope. Matter of fact, back in 2005, I was supposed to actually have a situation with Black Ground Universal, and she was with them. Black Ground Universal back then at that time too, but couldn't comment on her. Figured then she was underage, but yeah. I mean, now that you know she's 18 and older, you know what I mean, she still got it. She's still dope. You know,
and
what
she
mean?
Definitely got the urban feel.
Yeah, she could do anything.
Yeah,
her voice she is got that in, dope.
And talent, the influence, definitely. Yeah.
Well,
she's begging
she's
for
a good
love.
Actor too.
These
so,
women
yeah.
be out
she's
here.
She's a good actor too. So
she's a triple threat.
Yeah, she's a triple threat.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we've had played all these videos today, but none of them, not even Adele, could compare to this video because it went so viral that it wasn't even about the video. It was about the memes.
The dance and the memes.
The memes came out before the video came out. I'm like, how the fuck? Drake, Hotline Bling. Let's take a look. You used to.
But the dancing, like, where did he get this from?
Director X.
Genius.
I think he's gonna be the hottest dance for the year.
Oh, okay. Night when you need
my love. Call me on my cell phone. You know he can't dance.
But every motherfucker gonna be doing this in the club.
Yeah. Well, let's see how many people are gonna be Drake on Halloween.
Yep, like this one.
I like Bling Drake, yep. You only mean one thing.
I know when that hotline bling. That's a great costume idea. Boom.
Hey, every since I left the city,
you
started dressing less and going out more.
I guarantee you, if everybody in this room was to get $1 million check, we all be.
Yeah.
And Drake dance would be like, that would be the new money dance.
For real. Boom. All right, so let's get into it. Mr. JQ.
Yeah.
Welcome. Yeah,
thank
sir.
You for having me. Thank you for having
South
me.
South Florida.
Yeah, we in the building. A lot of Dale stand up.
How does coming from Florida influence you in your sound?
Well, here's the thing. Working in South Florida, I've worked with everybody from, you know, Jim Johnson, Kool & Dre, my mentor, Big D, who's done a lot of songs and hits that you guys hear right now, Laura Mason, and, you know, program directors from Derek Baker, Eddie Mix, and Tony the Tiger. They all, you know, played a role in the whole JQ thing. But, you know, where I'm from in South Florida, in my little area, you know, the music is not, you know, I do more like a pop, islandy sound, and it's more trap and bass over there. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of hard to, you know, break through a market where, you know, there's a certain sound that, you know, everybody you could possibly imagine did what they had to do to try to help JQ.
Earthquake?
Girl, that was a damn airplane.
Oh, okay.
You started scaring me for a minute, like, for real?
Sorry.
I'm about to say,
I just watched San Andreas, so I'm like.
Sorry, JQ.
No, you're good.
Nigga, I'm from Queens. I ain't used to the ground shaking and shit. Something just wasn't feeling right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. So, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, hurricanes. I already know.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, a lot of trap and bass.
Trap and bass. Mm-hmm. You know, my sound was just, it's not that, you know, no one was digging it. It's just like there was not a market there for it. And no matter how hard everybody tried to, you know, push JQ, yo, he's talented. You guys really need to listen to him. It was more driven by the, you know, the Rick Rosses, the, mm-hmm. you know, the Trick Daddies, mm-hmm. or, you know, the Dope Boy music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even though we have the Pit Bulls and Flo Rida, you guys got to remember, their music is not being
played.
Yeah, they're not on in Florida doing this. Yeah. They're mm-hmm. outside of Florida. Yeah. And Pitbull has a community of, you know,
Latino
communities that's going to support that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I unfortunately didn't have that. So coming out to L.A. was like, you know, was very fruitful because, you know, I found an audience where, you know, I can go ahead and build on and, you know, go ahead and try to do whatever I got to do to live that dream I've been always wanting to live. And, you know, it always takes from, you know, being fearless.
Got to be fearless.
So yeah. What influence did Luke have on your Big Uncle Luke?
Girls twerking? That's Luke, come on. I just want to be in a room full of women.
Sorry, baby mama, but he's over.
I know, she already know. I just like to look and throw them dollars. It's all good. You know what I mean? We just having fun. But yeah, Luke is definitely a pioneer. You know what I mean? I had a chance to meet him a couple of times. But you know, the real pioneers down there, you know, like the Derek Bakers, the Tony the Tigers. I shouldn't even mention the Tony the Tiger's name. And I don't care if he's hearing that. But you know what I'm saying? But other than the Derek Bakers, the real guys who put like everybody on and mm-hmm. do all those things, you know, those are the real guys, and I salute them, you know. Mm. And they're the reason why the Rick Rosses and the DJ Khaleds and a lot of these artists from South Florida, you know, are out, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Because
right.
it's real tough out there, you know what I mean? And I ain't got gold tooth, and all my dreads are single platted, so yeah,
right.
So you're out here now, you're about to drop this single, you dropped the single Deep in Love. Deep featuring Aaron Fresh.
Shout out to the homie Aaron Fresh.
Now, how did the two of you guys get linked up to do the collab?
You know, it's funny because the first time I actually seen Aaron Fresh was at a show that both of us were doing at R&B Line, opening up for Keisha Cole. And I was like, who is homie? Homie really could sing. You know, I didn't think I was going to ever see him again. But then through mutual friends, we just kept running into each other. And we've always been saying, yo, listen, we're going to work together. We're going to work together. He an island boy. I'm an island boy. And we always been saying, yo, we're going to work together, but we just never had the right time. And then my producer, Killer B, shout out to Killer B, you know what I mean? And Izzy Beats as well. You know what I'm saying? He was working with Aaron Fresh at the time. And so that gave us the opportunity. Hey, you know what? This is the perfect timing for us to get in the studio and do something. And
so how did this specific... Happened. Well, actually, let's take a listen to the song. It's mm-hmm. called Deep in Your Love.
And you guys are listening to the unmixed tracks. So hope you guys like it.
I'm going to be honest.
Let's
blow the whole stash. Let's blow the whole stash. You make me want to cash out.
Okay, so far you
know I want to smash. Hit it like this. I'll take you to the trap house. Lego. Ring the alarm when you on the way. GPS the address, you know where I stay. For a one-way stay. We got one night to play, then you're on your way. Wait, I only got one night for you. I only got one night for you. Hey, cause I only need one night with you. Just one night and it's how you know. He took the L when he left you here next to me. No, nah, 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 nah. I saw you in here taking it off me.
Deep in your love, 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 deep in your love.
JQ featuring Aaron Fresh, Deep In Your Love. Where can everyone check that song out?
I can hear it in the summertime.
It will be released early, late, middle of November. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud. It'll be everywhere. You know,
we're gonna get a video too.
We'll get a video. We're definitely gonna get a video. Hopefully, we have Queen up in here. You know, I can.
I got a fat butt, so you know I can do whatever you want me to. I know how to shake it. I know how to make it pop and everything.
Y'all about to get my little sister turned up right now.
Well, Alexis, our engineer in the booth, she said she loves the song.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thanks, Alexis. I can hear it playing in the summer.
Yeah, I totally wish I was driving my car live.
Yeah, I can hear it playing in the summertime.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys.
And you definitely can feel the pop with the reggae influence in the record, with your vocals and the sounds that you have in there. So
thank God it's not like that song Cheerleader.
It's a good mix, man. It definitely has that crossover appeal, too.
Yeah, I like
it. So you, like, you're hitting a few different markets. You're in the island, but you're also hitting the pop, the cross.
I mean, with...
I could totally hear Nikki popping on that track. Like,
yeah, in her little voice.
You guys are listening to an unmixed track, too.
Yeah, Nico and Vince had that big record last year.
One of my favorite artists, and it was an honor to meet those guys, Nico and Vince. If you guys are listening, we have to do something together.
And they have to come on the show.
Y'all gotta come out here. for sure, nice good record.
Man. I like it.
So what about the song? Is it, did you guys write the song together? Was it something that, you know, the song came to you about? Like, did you hear the track and it was like, oh shit, we gotta get Aaron on this specific one?
Shout out to my boy, man. You know, Volk came from Revo. You know what I mean? He's one of the producers over at Revo. And he was in the studio over at one of the studios I was working at. Don't care to mention their name.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to the song.
You ain't got
to
drop them, great.
You know what I'm saying? He was playing the beats, and I was like, yo, this is dope as hell. You know what I mean? And he was like, yo, if you want it, you could jump on it. And then I was just coming up with the hook, you know, just the melody.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought it, you know, to my team, which is Lady Remedy and Cass. Shout out to Lady Remedy and Cass. You know what I mean? And we was all in the studio and just say, no, let's come up with this vibe. And I said, Aaron would kill it. Let's put Aaron on it. Aaron heard it, and Aaron just heard just a few minutes of it. And it was like, yeah, I'm on it. Let's do it.
That's awesome.
We did it all just like how we in the room. We just all just
vibed it out.
That's the best way to do it. Natural, organic.
Yeah.
Not forced. You know what I mean?
No, nothing. Nothing was rehearsed. We just, me, Remy, Kaz, everybody, we jotted into the room and just, we did it.
Awesome. Is this leading up to an album?
Yeah, the EP is coming out soon. The EP is called Words Become Life, you know what I mean? So we're planning on dropping that in the first quarter, you know what I mean? So right now, you know how the music business and the music industry is. You have to be very strategic.
Give them a little taste.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So that's basically what I'm doing, you know. Kissing, right now I'm politicking, just, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies.
And with the EP, what is it that you really want to get across as far as your audience hearing you and understanding you as an artist?
When you listen to my music, I like to bring out, you know, substance. It has a lot of substance, but most of the substance is confidence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you to feel confident talking to a girl, you know what I'm saying? Just off the girl you like, or, you know, you're having a bad day, but you know what? Man, I'm going to get through this, you know what I'm saying?
Every day.
You need to feel that, you know what I mean? Yeah. You don't necessarily need to feel it through, let's say, like how Kendrick Lamar or J. Cole would do it. You could be doing, man, I'm about to get this cash today and I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that could motivate you more than, you know what I'm saying? Or listening deep in your love, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bro, you left her next to me. It's all fair in love and war. You know what I'm saying?
Fair game.
So when I get out of here, how can I go listen to that song right now?
Well, it's not out yet.
It's not out yet.
Can I get the exclusive?
You get the exclusive. We get the exclusive.
And then what about Miss Detroit? What's up with her songwriting skills?
Well, you know, Miss Detroit is an artist that, you know, we're working with. You know what I mean? Shout out to Miss Detroit, Sissy, you know what I mean? She's a good rapper. She, you know, she writes poetry. You know, my thing is just networking with all the artists out here. We're building a team with a bunch of talented artists. It's like, look, she came here selflessly just to support me, and, you know, not even.
Yeah, her and Queen got some woman thing going.
Yeah. Sissy 100. You know, that's family. You know,
I like
little
her.
Sis with
good
me,
energy.
So, yeah, very good energy. So I mean, you gotta just have all those type of people around you, and it just gotta be like one of those things where, you know, it's like this, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes many women can't be friends because they always think, yeah, nah, that's my sis. You know what I mean? Queen Moore would have a chance. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
So look, I ain't gonna say
that. Baby, you know it's an interview.
He can appreciate it. Sorry.
It all starts here at the beat.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, that's just what kind of guy I am. Just, you know, straightforward.
I know, I want somebody else to fill the meat, though, but yeah. They never had it, so I don't think they ready to cross over.
Well, maybe they might be ready for you, Jay Kiss.
Give me a room full of beautiful little women and I'm good.
Well, maybe we can do that for you. So where can these women come see you? Are you going to be performing anywhere? Any upcoming gigs? How can everyone keep in contact with you as far as hearing your music, seeing where you're going to be performing?
The Official JQ, you know, all around the...
And make sure you say duh.
DA, Official, you know, unless it's Instagram, then it's the Official _JQ. I'm actually supposed to be in Hawaii right now.
Oh, I've been
to Hawaii
before.
I had a show last night with Too Short, but unfortunately, you know, business, you know, has to be done a certain
definitely
way.
Definitely business first, yeah, for sure, all the time.
You just can't just pick up and fly, you know what I mean? Yeah. I would love to do it, but I'm not that thirsty and that hungry, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yet.
You know what I mean? Yet. You know what I mean? And, you know.
Yeah, you want to have some value to what you're doing, some substance mm-hmm. to your decision making.
He wanted to be here for y'all. That's what it really comes down to. He wanted to be here to connect with y'all.
Yeah, and I wanted to be here as well to connect with BHL. You know what I'm saying?
Yay, thank you for being nice to us.
So, TheOfficialJQ.
TheOfficialJQ.com. Unless it's Instagram, then it's TheOfficial_JQ.
Well, you can find him on our Black Hollywood. We're going to post a picture in a minute.
And okay, so we have this song. Are we going to be releasing multiple songs before the EP? How are we going to do it? Because this is what I'm kind of interested in, is the marketing of artists nowadays. We see there's two different types of artists. There's people who are constantly dropping something, and it's like, okay, well, we heard all the songs on the EP. And then we see people who are like, no, I'm gonna market myself like they used to do in the 90s or the early 2000s. Here's your single. You're going to get that for 3 months. Then we're going to drop another one, and it's going to be different, and then we'll drop the EP. What's your kind of mindset with that?
You know, this game doesn't have like a set way of doing it. It's all about being innovating. And with me right now, it's, you know, your first impression can always be your last. Mm-hmm. And being in a new city as far as L.A., the one thing I want to do is just make sure the network is right. Because, you know, they say don't be Hollywood for a reason. That term is used around the world for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to be around the genuine people and make sure that, you know, when you're working with because I release music all the time. And still to the day, you're asking me, am I going to be one of those artists? So that means I wasn't doing something right, or I was trusting the wrong person that said they was going to do it. So, you know, how I'm doing the process right now is just all media. Let people know, hey, look, I'm here at BHL, you know, letting you guys know that I'm gearing up to do something. And, you know, just get everybody wanting to know. Just wanting to know. Bro, we see you all the time on these carpets. We seeing you at BHL. What makes you so special? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then when I say it's time to release, they're more willing to listen.
Do you have a team behind you?
You know, they say you can't find an I in team, but I bet you I can, right between that A. You know what I'm saying? So right now I am my own team. Sometimes being your own team is, you know, you having your own back.
I agree with that.
You know,
I agree.
The best way to get your own money.
Yeah. They didn't say there ain't no I in team, but I'll find it, right? And it's right between that A, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that I is what you need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For now.
For now. Until, again,
when God sends your crew.
He's going to send your crew.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're going to part that seat.
You can't reach out for the wrong people.
You just can't reach out for the wrong people.
A lot of people reach, and it never works out. You know what I mean?
It never works out.
It'll happen the way it's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. But when you by yourself, like you said, for sure, you got to work a lot harder, but it's worth it, right?
It gets done.
And it's a piece of mind.
Yeah, it gets done. Because I've had many experiences where, you know, I've put all my eggs in one basket. You done all that, and what came out of it?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And to follow people, I mean, you look at some of the biggest artists out there. You see, they jump in, and it's like, well, like a JoJo. You look at JoJo. How long has she been trying to push her career? And the record company's like, nope, we're gonna hold your music, and bitch, you gonna be with us for 5 years, and we ain't putting nothing out.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Future. Future found that I and that A.
Yep.
Because he told you to say 56 Tyrese, nights, you know what I'm saying?
Tyrese.
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 Yeah, he 56 nights, he said it. Yeah. Everybody backed away. Where were you at? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No one was there. So he had to find that I and that A. You know what I mean? And that's where, you know, you really show that if you're really hungry, that's where it's going to come out.
Right.
You know, when the team leaves, it's just going to be you. You know what I mean? You just got to be able to be your own team.
And be faithful.
And be faithful and, you know.
That is the most important thing.
Exactly.
I moved here. I didn't know literally not one person. But I can honestly say I have an amazing career out here.
And God has been very good.
Very good. And it's only through faith. So just, I wish you nothing but the best in your career.
I wish everyone.
And just stay faithful. Stay faithful and just know and just believe in your ability to be successful.
One thing about me, man, you may not find me in a club, but you will find me in church every Sunday.
Hey!
But hold on.
You're great,
you may not find me in the club, but you'll hear my music.
Yeah. Hey, you know, they'll be there to make sure you
we got to make sure Jay Watts, Poppy Watts.
Hey, I don't find nothing wrong with that. People always say, yo, there's something wrong with going to the club and church the next day. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? The Lord never said nothing.
Thank you for being a forgiving God, amen.
You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
The sins I've committed and the ones that I do not know.
Honey, Jesus turned that water to warm.
He went to a bunch of parties. He said the fool is the man that gets drunk and acts a fool, right?
Okay.
He never said nothing about drinking. That man about drunk. We all drinking. But if you can socially handle yourself, you good. You know what I mean? Never said you can't party and drink.
Yeah, I'm just quiet. I'm just listening.
And on top of that, check out MaryJane.com.
All right,
JQ, I want to thank you for coming in. Make sure you guys check out.
I want to thank every single one of you guys for having me.
Again, what's your website?
It's the official JQ all across, whether it's Twitter, Snapchat, Tumblr, no matter where you go, except if it's Instagram, it's the official _JQ.
The D-A.
And then D-A. Featuring Aaron Fresh, Deep featuring in Your Aaron. Love, is going to be released this month, so stay tuned for that.
We also got John Hart on the record. Boom. I also got a couple names I can't mention yet.
But okay.
Let's put it this way. Drake recently endorsed them, so.
You'll be back.
We'll be back.
Yo, he got great energy. This is a genuine positive artist. Yes. Here. Check out his music.
I'm a Virgo, August
24th. Oh, that's right.
Hey, me too. All right, guys, we're going to give you guys a shout out. Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We have an Instagram page at The Beat TV. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
Find me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I Watts. Oh,
you can find me at Queen Wink on Instagram and on Snapchat and at Queen Live on Twitter.
What up, Cameron Penny? Follow me on Instagram at Cameron Penny. See you next week.
That's all. Till next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
I am not a crook.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Shout out. Rest in peace, Sam Sarpong.
Sam Sarpong, rest in peace.
Expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.